So the year was 1984, and the group Chicago out of the Windy City released on Chicago 17 a mega hit that went on to sell millions of albums because of this song and others. And it was called You're the Inspiration. Today's podcast is talking about inspiration. I like this song just because my sweetheart and I danced to this in high school gyms, dating each other through high school, eventually becoming married. But the song illustrates inspiration is what it takes. Anything great has to be inspired. If you're not inspired, you'll do things out of a task oriented an obligation. You'll be manipulated to do something. But are you inspired? Today's podcast, we're going to get inspired. Hey, this is Terry, and today's episode, which is 285, is sponsored by Audibles. For a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial, go to terrywilson3.com/freebook now. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Welcome to terrywilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and this is my podcast here at my website, which is terrywilson3.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, checking us out, giving us the opportunity to pour value into you. Today, I want to talk to you about the greatest undetected larceny in most people's personal and professional lives. I'm telling you, this is something that if you allow to go on and don't understand that it probably already has gone on, it is going to rob you of what you can earn and enjoy today. It also is going to stunt what you can experience tomorrow. But before I get too far in, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Like I said at the very the beginning of the podcast, today's episode is brought to you by Audibles. They have been sponsoring our show going on now, good Lord, for what, 4 years now? And the way it works is simple. You go over there, you try them out for 30 days, and just for the trial, by using our link, you get a free audiobook. And today, I'm going to be sharing with you one of my favorite books that stays on my bookshelf, and I use it from time to time in several different classes and trainings. Matter of fact, this past week, I did a leadership training, and was using a lot of the resources in this and a lot of the training that I got and information I got, I should have said, out of this. It's called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And or I guess that's Sinek or Sinek. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so forgive me if I'm butchering his last name. But it's basically how great leaders inspire everyone to take action. And if you want to build a business, if you want to build a life, a professional life, a career, no matter if you're an entrepreneur or not, just in a regular 9-to-5 job, you have got to sharpen your communicational and leadership skills. There is no great family, no great church, no great business that is built without great leaders. It takes great leadership to accomplish anything. And this book really drills down as to why you need to start everything, any project, any campaign, any goal, any aspiration you have, always and forever needs to start with mentally, and not only that, but what you communicate. It has to start with why. Most people start with what, and then they try to work their way into why, and Simon does a great job of breaking that out. So if you want this book, you can get the audio version and hear him read it. Because if you're like me, and I know you like audio because you wouldn't be listening to his audio podcast if you didn't. But if you're like me, your life is busy, and sometimes it's easier just to listen to an audiobook than to take the time to read it. And you can get this audiobook for free by going to terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook. Set up a 30-day free trial with Audibles. And then if you decide you don't want to keep it afterwards, you can cancel anytime and keep that free book. But I promise you, you will want to keep it. So here's the greatest undetected larceny in personal and professional lives, I believe. And that is simply the ability to be inspired and stay inspired. There are so many things on a day-to-day basis. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's life events. Maybe it's something. But we all are having what inspires us attacked. Constantly having our inspiration deteriorate. And if you're not living an inspired life, then it becomes, everything you do is task oriented. And I'm telling you, you cannot stay at a high level. You cannot stay at a level that's going to achieve a lot if your mindset is, well, I'm just going through the motions. I'm having to complete this task. That's why, you know, Forbes magazine says, a recent survey is last year, 83% of America hates their job. 83% of you that are listening to this right now can't stand what you do. Why? Because you're doing something that doesn't inspire you. Well, how do you get inspired? Where does inspiration come from? How do you live a life that is continually a life that brings meaning and purpose? How do you perpetually create a mood of inspirational living? That's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about how you can get inspired and stay inspired. And the first thing I want to tell you that will rob you of your inspiration is always going with the attitude or a preconceived idea that you already understand or know or can interpret exactly what you're seeing, hearing. You and I, because of our it's the way we were designed, is the way we were created, and it's for a whole host. There's a biological, theological, you know, psychological reasons why literally they say a second and a half, you can measure up anything you see, hear, taste, smell, using your senses. You measure up instantly and make an instant judgment on whether it's good, it's bad, if it's pro, if it's con, if it's what you want, it's what you know, that's why we teach in our marketing classes, your opening line, the way you talk, the way you enunciate, the way you carry yourself, the words you use, the inflections of your voice are going to motivate and compel people to do one or the other. Because that everyone comes to life with various experiences, and those experiences inform you how you're going to judge what you see, what you hear, and what you think about things. But if you want to find inspiration, you need to challenge your preconceived ideas. You need to challenge what you're looking at, thinking about, hearing, and judging, and really start to break it down and analyze it. For some of you who have a high feeling function as a judging function, because there's two functions that we all on a subconscious level judge things with. It's either through, you know, as the Myers-Briggs instrument shows us, our thinking function or our feeling function. And feeling has nothing to do with emotion. It has to do with a set of values. You know, if things resonate with you, with your values, then your feeling function is giving you, okay, the thumbs up, that's okay. And your thinking function is detached from maybe a set of values and is more just analytical, cold, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, regardless of how it makes me or anyone else feel about the situation. So when you're living sometimes in this funk where, you know, the grass just isn't as green anymore. The sky just isn't as blue anymore. You know, the music just doesn't sound as much. That is a telltale sign that we're uninspired. And I will tell you, inspiration is what you have to achieve anything great. So how do you regain, how do you capture, how do you live a life that's inspired? The first thing is challenge your assumptions. Challenge your assumptions. Let me give you an example. On a cold January day, a 43-year-old man was sworn in as the chief executive officer of his country. By his side stood his predecessor, a famous general who 15 years earlier had commanded his nation's armed forces in a war that resulted in the defeat of Germany. The young leader was raised in the Roman Catholic faith. He spent the next 5 hours watching parades in his honor and stayed up celebrating up until 3 o'clock in the morning his election. Now, who am I talking about? Most of you are going to say, well, of course, John F. Kennedy. But you would be wrong, because I'm talking about Adolf Hitler. See, there's one key fact that I did not mention. I did not mention the date. And, you know, I'm describing January 30th, 1933. So you see, that little exercise there shows you how you can, with good intentions, hear some facts, hear some context of what's being described, and make a wrong assumption. Now, naturally, you didn't get all the facts because the date of 1933 was left out. But that was intentional. So many times, you and I, because of the way we are designed, we are making instant decisions, instant judgments, instant things about everything we come in contact with. We're judging the people at the supermarket. We're judging the people in line. We're judging the folks we talk to, who we hear, who we listen to. We're judging what we're seeing and what we're hearing. We're judging it instantly because that's the way we're designed. But I'm telling you, if you're in a funk, if life doesn't taste as sweet as it once did, then I will tell you, your senses have been dulled because you've allowed your senses to be preconditioned to already existing ideas and assumptions. You have to challenge those. The way you get back to inspiration is challenge the status quo, challenge the assumptions, and start analyzing it. Start looking at it different. Try to get a different perspective. Ask the good Lord above, what are you showing me here? What am I seeing? What are you trying to communicate today to me? That is the way you recapture your inspiration. See, life happens to us all. Bad things have happened to everyone I know. I've never met anyone, even the luckiest of the lucky, I've never met anyone that at some point, somewhere, something did not happen to rob them of a hope, a dream, an ambition, a goal. They experienced a setback. They experienced something that was challenging. The question is, what do you do? What do you do about it? Unfortunately, most people, what they do about it is respond negatively. See, you and I, probably unaware, are being influenced, we're being conditioned by outside forces that we see and we hear each day that are very manipulative. Very manipulative. As a matter of fact, if I asked any one of you, if I asked you right now, do you manipulate other people? I don't know of anyone that would not say, no, I don't manipulate people. Because I don't think anyone intentionally, at least most of the people I know, unless they're just, you know, really bad people. But I don't know of anyone that intentionally manipulates other people, but I know a bunch of people who manipulate. See, when you don't live an inspired life, one of the reasons you don't is because you are no longer doing what you do because you're inspired to do it, but you're manipulated to do it. And manipulated people manipulate others. Here are 6 ways that you are being manipulated. Number 1, the price, the cost. What does it cost you to do what you do? What is the price you paid to engage in whatever activity you engage with? When a company wants you to buy something, when a corporation runs a big ad campaign, the first thing they might do is try to compel people to do something, manipulate people to take an action, buy this, go here, call here, based on what? Price. One of the easiest ways to compel people, to manipulate people, is try to massage their sense of what it will cost them. Oh, just come over here. And it's done all the time in timeshare sales. And, you know, in my world, I mean, this is the number one way that business seems to operate. The problem is that manipulation, the fruit of manipulation is transaction. I can have a transaction take place, but I cannot build loyalty. And the book that I'm using a lot of this to start with why, the author basically compares the way Apple computers started with everyone else. See, Apple doesn't sell on price. As a matter of fact, there's nothing that Apple makes that you can't find someone else that makes it for half the price. They're not selling on price. They're not compelling you to buy their products based on price. They compel you on their why. What is their why? When Steve Jobs first came back to Apple, he said what? We're going to think different. We're going to challenge the status quo. Why we're in existence is we're going to challenge the status quo. We're going to think different. We're going to look at things different. We're going to do things differently than anyone else. That's their why. And how do they do that? Because we are going to build technology that challenges the status quo. We're going to build iPads, iPhones, computers, desktop computers, mobile computers. We're going to build these things that are going to challenge how it normally operates, and we're going to create a better product. And then so what do you do? Oh, and we make computers. Would you like to buy one? See, most people say, hey, I make a computer. Would you like to buy one? And they don't inspire people because it's the why that always inspires. And if you're not living an inspired life, you've lost your why. Why do you do what you do? See, if you lose your why, then you're going to do things based on how you've been manipulated. Well, I bought this because it was cheaper. You wasn't inspired to buy it. Or I went to work here because I felt like it was the path of least resistance. It offered me a guarantee or a security or whatever, you know. And so it was the lower hanging fruit. So many people stay in a bad job and a bad career, but not because they're inspired to, but they feel trapped and feel like they have to. So six things that manipulate us real quick: price, promotion, fear, false aspirations, peer pressure, and novelty. Those are the six key ways that you and I are manipulated. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we will use these tactics to manipulate others. But I submit to you today, if you will learn how to live an inspired life, learn how to not allow yourself to be pulled and drawn in different directions because you feel like you have to, because that's the cost, that's the path of least resistance, so it's not going to cost me anything. Or, you know, look at the advancement, the quick promotion, the quick, you know, success. Or, oh gosh, I have to. I'm afraid if I don't. Or, well, everyone else is, the peer pressure. Or, man, look at this new thing. It's the newest, it's the latest, it's the greatest. See, if you will allow yourself to be detached from those manipulative forces that are just out there, they're just in the cosmos, man. It's like gravity, okay? No one invented this, but if you start to recognize them, you can really start detecting who uses them. How many times have you been tried to be influenced, compelled, manipulated? based on price. I tell you what, I know I told you this yesterday, but if you do this today, I'll do it for this. One of the things I love about my business, and I'm, as a matter of fact, I was just talking to someone, is the price, it is what it is. It's always, we don't discount our prices because there's no need to. There's value. Matter of fact, I have been told by several masterminds that I attend and different things that I really need to double my prices. I'm too low on several things. And we are going to be doing that, you know, in the coming months. But the point is, if the only way that I was able to obtain coaching clients, consulting clients, is I quote one price, and then if I can't get them to bite at that, I keep lowering my price. What have I told that client? I feel like I've told them I lied to you. Don't lower your price and don't fall for, if you know, I can't tell you how many times I have gone shopping for cars and they started off at one and then ended up at another and I walked out, because to me that's just deceptive. I've always walked in, and the way I've done it here in the last 10, 15 years, I just come in and I have a price on a piece of paper and say, this is what I'm willing to pay. Now, they might be making a ton of money at that rate. They might not be making any money. I don't care. I'm just saying, I set the price. This is what I want. This is what I'll pay. Can you do it? Yes or no? And I let them know, and I need an answer. I'll give you time to go talk to your manager, people who know what's involved, what the inventory is, what you need to turn. I'll give you 5-10 minutes. But I'm telling you, if you come back with anything other than that, I will be walking out. I just do it that way. And then I have found, you know, the last car I bought, I paid them $500 more than I would have had to had I gone somewhere else. But my word is my word. This is what I said I would do. This is what I thought it was worth. This is what I want to do. It's just a cleaner way of doing business, guys. When you're offering your products and your goods and your services, don't discount them. Because the first thing you do is you're telling folks, you can't believe me at first. You got to keep working. And you're training, you're conditioning your audience, your clients, your prospects that they need to haggle with you. Now, if you like haggling and if that's your thing, then, you know, God love you. But I think it's a waste of time in a lot of ways. And it's totally unprofessional when you're dealing with hiring clients. So that's my opinion. Take it or leave it. But don't discount your price. Don't give false aspirations. You know, tell them, we want you to be the best you can do with this product, not the best over here, the best over here. And then all of a sudden they're trying to be something that it's not them. Your products, your goods, your services, what you offer should always inspire and have them aspire to what they can be, not this other thing over here. You know, these false premises and stuff that we can offer. I'm telling you, if you will learn to be inspired, a byproduct of that is you will learn how to inspire other people. And when you learn to inspire other people, you no longer have to sell off of what a price, a special promotion, fear tactics, peer pressure, coming out with the latest, greatest, you know, gizmo, whatever. But you're selling and you're compelling people to move by inspiring them. And when people are inspired, they become loyal clients rather than just, temporary fans. You know, in your business, what you want is you want loyal clients. People that are raving fans, people that are going to share what it is you do with everyone they come in contact, because they feel a sense of value and a greater sense of purpose by being connected with your products, goods, and services. That's what you want. Get away from just all the transactional relationships. Move toward building a loyal client base. And I'm telling you, you will find a life, a business, a passion that's full of inspiration, and that inspiration will inspire other people. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.